The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I called you a massive human being because you work out every day. Like, anytime I tell people that I do a show with Chewy, the first thing I say is, and he still works out every day.
For somebody who is splitting hairs as well as you are, Chew, with the whole, is he recognizable? Is he valuable? You can't split the hairs between and massive.
I'm Wade Goodman, owner, operator, and founder of Glomo Gym America Corp. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be stuck with what you got.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm very sensitive.
She just
Jen.
Said the
I'm
word.
Sorry. Okay.
She said the word.
She said the word.
She said the word.
I'm marking the tape. She said the word.
She actually said it.
Oh my God.
She said it.
She said the F word. Oh my God. I didn't dump it. Am I going to get fired?
This is such a conspiracy theory.
We can turn that Frankenstein you see in the mirror every morning into a Frankenstein.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
For those who don't know, Jen refuses to say the word because she doesn't want to influence her children because she thinks it's a bad word to teach her children. So she has, when we have done topics on athletes, she has refused. We did a Tuesday.
She thinks Husky was better than.
Very disappointed in myself.
We did an entire Tuesday show. She refused to say. She made it through the entire 2 hours without saying. She just said.
Oh, you're dead. But think of it as a thinner, more attractive, better you than you could ever become without us. How do I know? Well, I'm not only the founder of Globo Gym, I'm also.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stack, we just...
I trust you had a good weekend. We hope you have a great week. A little bit of Rodgers action today. Actually action. There is actually news, and we'll get into that as the show goes on. But before we get too far, maybe, possibly, potentially news.
He is speaking.
Who?
He is.
Oh, Aaron.
I don't know if he's going to speak about this, but he is speaking.
Which means the Green Bays of our lives continue.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Green Bays of our lives.
We are going to ask you as the show goes on, will he say anything? Does it matter if he says anything? If he says nothing, does that say something? And would he do his buddy a solid by actually saying something for Kenny Mayne's last show?
Who is Kenny Mayne?
Kenny Mayne.
Kenny, I don't know. Kenny, never anybody else? Never Kenny Mayne? I don't know who this Kenny Mayne is. I know,
Ken Mayne.
Oh, there. Oh, Ken Mayne.
Ken
I'm
Mayne.
Familiar with Ken
you
Mayne.
You may know him as Ken Mayne. All right, so let's get to our ones and twos.
After every game, there's always a winner and a loser.
We hate losers, don't we? They don't even deserve to live.
It's time for the number ones.
Always remember, you ain't first, last.
And the number twos.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe.
All right, I'll start with the twos. You guys remember a couple months ago when we were talking about months that suck?
Yeah.
And you guys had January, February, and I said April, May. May sucks. Here's the weather. Okay?
Yeah.
Ooh, 81, 77.
Say that
52,
stinks.
52, 64. Nice Memorial Day.
Guess what you can do? Stuff outside every one of those days. Guess what you can't do in February when it's 16 below zero, 72 below zero with the wind chill.
But I don't want to be miserable now. I'm okay being miserable in January, February. 52 in rain. 52 in rain.
That's Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday. It's fine.
Man, what are we doing
it's
here?
Fine. See, I don't have very many twos. I have mostly ones because I think it was a great weekend. And I'm beginning with Phil Mickelson.
We're number one.
As a two?
50 years old. No, we're just bouncing
around. We're popcorning.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. This is Chewy's first Monday.
Do you get the popcorn reference, though?
I'm staying negative.
Man. Chewy's in a bad mood.
Hey, at least he warned us.
Did you have sugar this morning?
No, I didn't. Maybe that's the
sugar
problem.
Sugar puts you in a bad mood. You become the Incredible Hulk. Phil Mickelson, 50 years old, winning the PGA Championship, the oldest major winner in golf. history. And it's not even close. It's not like there was a guy who was 49. No, 48. And Phil's almost 51. He turns 51 next month. And he goes out and wins his sixth major championship. It's unbelievable to be this old. And really, Phil had not done much. Really, in the past 2 years?
To be this old,
he said. I just want to make sure that you heard him say,
but to be this old. Let's temper.
Do you see the picture of old Tom Morris that they put up there during the broadcast? 50 is old.
Did he win, or did the other guys choke?
No, he won. He went out there and won. But it was obviously a tough course. Like, he was playing tough, and Phil went out and executed the shots that were asked. The other guys couldn't do it.
There was a little chokage.
There was.
Koepka with the bogey and the bogey and the par and then the bogey to start the back nine.
And
I was like, come on, Koepka!
What's the wah-wah?
You're hitting my knee.
He's got a bad knee, man.
I'm walking. Oh, suck it up. It's golf.
I'm walking here.
He literally had knee surgery.
Right. I don't think enough is being made of that, to be honest with you. Two months ago, he had knee surgery.
And can't bend down fully to read putts.
And he almost won the PGA Championship.
The crowd was nuts. That was weird. Nobody's talking about how strange it was. The crowd was all over him. I actually have
that as a number two crowd control at the PGA Championship.
Say that stinks.
Okay, visually, guys, it was amazing. I heard caddy Michael Collins this morning on ESPN talking about how great it was to have fans, full-fledged fans back on the golf course. It felt like normalcy, prior to a year plus ago. I get all of that. But you can't bum rush the golfers. You can't. That was so irresponsible.
Though.
That was so reckless.
Yeah.
They used to do that all the time.
Yes,
they did it.
Arnie's Army.
They did it with Tiger at East Lake.
Yes.
When he won for the first time since 2013 back in 2018. So the first time in 5 years that he won, they did it at the PGA Championship. At the Tour Championship back in 2018.
Totally reckless. Totally irresponsible. I understand why Koepka was like, hey, I had knee surgery. It got dinged a few times. My caddy got hit in the face. Phil, what if they trip him? He's 50. They kept telling me how old he was. What if he breaks a hip?
I'm fully convinced had he made that birdie putt, they would have rushed the green and carried him off the course.
I half expected a Volkswagen to drive in like Happy Gilmore.
That would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
Huh? He doesn't have osteoporosis, Jackass. Jen. He's only 50.
Only 50. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ashton's the one who just dropped that?
What'd I do?
Did you guys just not hear that?
No, what was it?
Unbelievable. I'm going to leave it then. I don't think he's going to do it again.
What did you say?
Keep going.
All right, number two. I got a number two because it's all number twos today because of the weather.
Jackass.
Blows. Padres, I'm out. Sell my glasses.
Stop. You're going to cut them off.
Taking it too far.
Sell
bat
your glasses.
Flip. Beam them. The stupid chain. All right. That's not baseball. That's football. And I didn't like it in football. Now I really don't like it in baseball. They're getting out of control. It's going to get ugly.
Oh, the old guy doesn't like fun stuff.
Shocking. They're breaking news.
They're taking it too far.
Breaking news.
Footage at 10.
Too far.
Yells at cloud. Here, better news. In better news, money-making opportunity for us. How much can we get for those glasses?
Sell them. I'm out.
Padres are in town this week.
How much can I sell for the glasses?
Great point. Yeah. Opportunistic, right? We can stand outside AmFam, sell the glasses. I mean, look, we sell them for $40.
All right.
Part of it's Ashley's fault.
I'd love to hear this.
Because you're a fraud. It's Fraud Friday now.
I'm not going to do what I was going to do, which is say, why aren't you calling Gabe a fraud? But it's fine.
Gabe does this all the time, though.
So do you. You literally said last week you're front-running Jesse.
I am, but they've just taken it a little bit too far.
See, what he's doing is...
Mark my words, there will be backlash.
He's using this instance as metaphoric. He's using this instance where he's bouncing around back and forth between who's a fraud and I'm not a fraud just to show you how much of a front-running Jesse is.
Fraud.
Who, me?
Or yeah, you.
I don't have a problem with that.
Someone else go.
Jen had crowds as a two. I've got crowds as a one.
We're number one!
Like, watching the PGA all week with crowds. Watching that Knicks game yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Knicks-Hawks with the crowd. Like, I've missed crowds, man. Like, crowds are so much fun. They just bring that energy level up. Look, I'm glad we were able to have sports during the pandemic, during the lockdown period. And, they did their best. The NBA did their best with the video boards. But you just can't replace that live crowd feeling. And it just makes it all that more electric. If Phil Mickelson would have won last year's PGA with nobody on the course, sure. And yes, did the crowd get too far? Yes, go too far yesterday? Yes, absolutely they did. Cool visuals, though, and it was awesome having crowds there all week. It's awesome having these crowds in the NBA postseason as well.
I got another number one. Hello, Bucks!
We're
hello! Chris Middleton is my guy. I officially am on the Chris Middleton bandwagon. Officially on it.
What took you so damn long?
It took you that long? What is going on? Why are you making me angry?
Are you worried?
About what?
They won.
The Heat in overtime.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They won. They played very, very poorly. The Bucks are the fifth best three-point shooting team in the NBA. They shot 16%. They were outscored by 45 points from three. They still found a way to win the
game. Are you worried?
No.
I am.
Gentlemen, sweet.
You know who else is worried? Ben Brusk.
Ben Brusk is a little worried. We're going to get into that as the show goes on. I do have that as a number two, since we're talking about the Bucks. Bucks lose the lines. Both of them.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
Free throw, 60% from the line. Giannis went 6 of 13. We don't need to hear from Count Crack this
you
morning.
You sure you don't want to? I feel like Chewy wants to.
Hold on to it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, hold on to it a little bit.
And as Gabe mentioned, 16% from behind the arc, 5 of 31. Guys, you know where that ranks in Bucks playoff history?
Dead last.
There are actually two other games where they shot worse from three. But 16% is pretty, pretty awful. So those games were, they shot 10% versus the Pistons in 2006. They went 1 for 10. They shot 14% versus the Pacers in 1999. They went 2 of 14. And then there was Saturday's game against the Heat where they went 16%, 5 of 31. You expect both those numbers to improve when they face off with the Heat again tonight.
I got one more number two. This one kind of tickled me because, really, people in the NFL are, they're dumb. You know, I think we all know they're dumb. But Eugene Chung, who was drafted in the first round my year by the Patriots, was recently interviewing for a position and was told, you're not the right minority. And he was also told, well, you're really not a minority. I mean, how dumb are that's pretty dumb.
For the record, Eugene Chung is Korean.
Yes. And he's a nice guy. Stupid. There are a lot of dumb people in that league.
Well, let me ask you a question, Chu, real quick.
Yeah.
How do you feel about incentivizing teams with draft picks or whatever else they throw out there to try to further diversify the league?
How about we just hire the most qualified? How about we go down that route? If you're qualified, you get the job.
The problem
if you're yellow, orange, green, purple, whatever.
The problem is people hire their sons and their brothers.
And that's a point I made to someone. Andy Reid's kid is qualified to coach linebackers who never played the stupid sport in his life.
The stupid sport. Everybody, the stupid sport.
I have said that on the record before. It is the greatest game in the world, but it is also the dumbest game.
Well, baseball would like a word.
Whoa. Before we get too far, baseball, my friend, is far more stupid than football.
Should we put on the sport or on the poll which sport is more stupid?
I think you should put more stupid, too. Which sport is more stupid?
Stupider.
Which sport is stupider?
Yeah, that's branding.
Golf
right
might
there.
Be the stupidest, though.
So it's stupider-er?
Stupidest.
It's kind of dumb, but it's fun for four holes.
Like, there was a rules controversy in golf this weekend, and, like, nobody knew what to do.
What was it?
Well, because Phil hit one and, like, did it cross this line? But there's no way you can actually tell. You're just like, I think it did.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a drop up here. Yeah, okay, sounds good to me. Golf rules are just muddled.
There are. But they're better,
muddled.
Though. They got rid of some of the dumb rules. Like
they
the
did.
Dropping the ball 90 degrees.
Yeah, how bad did those fans want to kick the ball, by the way?
Well, one of them picked it up at one point. They picked up Phil's ball.
Did they?
Yes, on one of the holes.
Gave it a little lick.
Nice.
Oh, put it back down.
That's gross.
Jen,
licking
like,
balls?
COVID still.
I was so happy she did that.
800-990-3776. Get us your ones and twos. Let's dive into, is 50 actually old? Because 50 doesn't feel old, but maybe it doesn't feel old because I'm 40. And you're 52. Does 50 feel old to you?
I feel great.
We'll
I feel wonderful.
800-990-3776. Get us your ones and twos. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
When teams are doing their background checks on Jalen Jackson.
Johnson.
They're going to do there's enough out there to do a background check.
You got this, big guy. You got it.
I'm out of here. See ya. Bye. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
He thought he nailed it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wants to play football into his 40s now. At one point, it was, I'll play until I'm 40, and then he was like, I can play beyond 40. And a big part of this is health has changed. Fitness has changed. Longevity has changed.
The game has changed.
Oh, God.
It's soft.
That's what I think about that.
Fake laugh.
So you're going to tell me 50's not old? We got a 52-year-old over here who's just giving old take after old take.
No, he can't be the standard.
52's, what am I? I'm probably 42. No, maybe not. 44? No,
you're like 72.
No. Inside here, yes, but not, well, physically.
What about up top inside there?
Yeah. That's where he pointed.
Yeah.
I thought he pointed to his heart.
No, hey, physically, bud, physically, you're like, you're probably early.
33.
You're playing.
Yeah. 33, 34.
Yeah, physically, you. Anytime I tell somebody that I do a show with you, like the first thing I say is you're still built like a brick.
Lipstick on a pig.
We're just going to use the Rogers laugh from the last Ken Mayne interview.
The outside's okay. Inside's
all of your
like
takes, man.
Bad.
All of your takes are old.
Are they?
You hate fun.
No, that's not true.
Haven't seen a movie in years. First thing you did today was complain about the weather.
The weather sucks, Gabe. It's going to be 52 Memorial Day. Yeah, let's take the boat out with parkas and snowsuits.
Gabe is making some very good points.
He was. I had to cut him off.
Yeah, you did, in case he kept on.
You don't think the Padres are going a little too far?
No, it's fun. Baseball is supposed to be fun.
Is there going to be a fight?
If there is, that the other team is old. They shouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
Go have your own fun.
Chew, you're 52 years old.
Yes.
All of the, so there's a ton of hoopla this weekend about Phil Mickelson winning the PGA Championship at the age of 50. And all I kept thinking was, but 50 now isn't 50 from 10 years ago.
Correct.
Or 20 years ago. Like, 50 now is 40. Would we be making a big deal about him being 40 and winning the PGA Championship?
No, because people have done that before. Multiple people have done that before. Even Phil won a major less than 10 years ago. He won a British Open into his 40s. But when you've done something that nobody else has done before when it comes to age, like, and it's not even close to, you know, Tom Watson came really close to winning a British Open at 59, how many ever years ago that was.
2009,
but there's usually, I think that's what it was. But there's usually something that prevents this from happening because, you know, either something, you know, just kind of creeps in the age. You just can't go, you know, as you know, for the four rounds, whatever. And in fact, I don't think we made a big enough deal about Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl at 43. Like, he shows zero signs of slowing down. And yes, guys can go into their 40s a little bit more now at the quarterback position. But look at, I mean, Drew Brees flamed out. Like, when it's obvious, it's obvious. Look at Peyton Manning. Like, Peyton Manning in his early 40s, he was able to go a little bit longer, flamed out. Brett Favre, same thing.
Yeah, but from a body standpoint, golf isn't too taxing. I mean, the only thing Phil's going to lose is distance, right, on his ball.
Well, he actually had the longest drive.
I mean, his short game is still money. Still, he's not a great putter, but he's a good putter, right?
So the one thing that he made was in order to practice, because as you get older, like, you still have to practice, and your body is wearing down. And there's, you know, there's a lot of joint things. Yes, it's not as taxing as the NFL, clearly.
Yes.
But there's some joint things, and especially for him, who's dealt with, like, rheumatoid arthritis in his life. Like, you know, there are some things that are going to break down. He said he just has to work out that much harder so he can actually practice for as long as he needs to in order to keep his game PGA Tour level sharp.
But here's the thing. Everything is getting better. Like, we now have cryogenic chambers. We have the food that we eat. We know what stuff, like, we talk about guys back in the day who would grab a burger from McDonald's on the way home from competition, right? And didn't think anything of it. It was just like, oh, I gotta refuel with some Mickey D's. Now guys are eating healthier. They know about water consumption and hydration, sleep. My goodness, it's only within the last 10 years, I feel like, where we know that sleep has a huge impact on people's performance. And that's not even just elite athletes. That's like everybody. So the information is out there now.
Are there things that, like, sleep? Like, yeah. Like, how did we not figure that out sooner? It's the same thing with, like, concussions. Like, oh, bruising your brain is a bad thing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there are some things that we find out. Like, how did we not know this sooner?
But here's the problem with that, Gabe, because you're 100% right. Nobody still listens. That's the problem. Like, I know I'm supposed to get 8 hours of sleep a night. All four of us know we're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep. Aside from Chewy, does anyone get 8 hours of sleep a night?
I get close. Not recently. I've been staying up later than I should, but I get close. I need 8 hours in order to function.
How to lose a guy in 10-day marathon going on or something?
Seriously.
What's going on?
Well, that's going to keep me up. Yeah. It's going to keep me awake. Watching Matthew McConaughey.
That's fair enough.
Like athletes, it's built in that athletes can get 8 hours of sleep.
But at the same time, so like as Phil's talking as he gets older, you know, like he's also at that age when you hit those that late 40 to 50 window, you're going to have less time to do all the things that he needs to do. And if he has to dedicate more time to golf, he's got a family and kids, and his kids are doing things, and you want to go and witness that.
The game has changed, though. Most sports have changed so players can play long. Certainly football. You can't agree. Football, the protection the quarterback now gets, the protection the receivers, the protection everyone gets allows you to play longer. Basketball, right? It's not a big man's game anymore. Right? Yeah. It's all shooting three, so you're not banging down below. It's still physical, but it's not as physical as it was before. Baseball really hasn't changed from a safety. Well, you can't plow the catcher over anymore, so there are little things.
The Buster Posey rule.
The Buster Posey rule. Golf.
And obviously that's why guys like Tom Brady and guys like Aaron Rodgers can play further into their career than they might have originally thought when they were kids.
Sure.
But then also think about the medical advances now that you're seeing. Some of these injuries that some of these guys have suffered would have been career-ending 20 years ago.
Yeah. ACLs are a two-year injury.
You bounce right back. You know what I mean? Like we talked about Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka. I don't even know who Bruce is. I don't even know where Bruce came from. Bruce Almighty? Brooks Koepka has a knee injury 2 months ago. He's out there contending for the PGA Championship. So, like, there's all of these things now that are giving guys longer longevity into the sport.
Yep.
That's why I get it. Look, Gabe, you're right. It's never happened before. So you got to give him some credit for that. But beyond that, there's a lot of reasons why it's happening now.
But bringing it back to football, all that factor in, Tom Brady still being this productive at 43 is amazing to me. And it makes me, you know, but at the same time, so it makes you think that Rodgers can do it, right? So if the Packers, you know, wanted to give Rodgers another contract extension, there's reason to believe that he can play into 43. And I know I'm kind of going against myself here because I don't think the Packers should have drafted Jordan Love. I think they should have kept going with the Aaron Rodgers contract. But you see Drew Brees. And I mean, when it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
And it hits hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Drew Brees very clearly lost some arm strength. He didn't have much to lose to begin with. Peyton Manning, his last year, like, he was 2 years removed from an MVP. And granted, there were some nerve issues that contributed to him.
Brady can't do it without the roster he has. You can't go back to a New England offense and he's not winning Super Bowls anymore, right?
Well, it depends
just
if they trade for Julio.
Huh?
The Patriots roster is looking pretty good with the tight ends. If they trade for Julio on top of it.
I mean, you said it. Brady's trash. He was in the NFC Championship.
He played poorly in the NFC Championship game.
He just can't throw. He fits a system. As long as he has the pieces, can still win without pieces, right?
Yeah, there are certain things that Tom Brady, I mean, because there were some physical limitations. There was a reason he was a seventh round pick, right? So there's some physical limitations that you have to coach around. But there are still so many more things that he can do. I mean, Jameis Winston is immensely more talented at this point than Tom Brady
yes.
is. But he also threw 30 interceptions.
He doesn't have it between the ears. Yeah,
you cater around some of those deficiencies that Brady has, and you know, and they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Well, look at Brett. Brett's in the best shape of his life at 40. No, he's my age. He's 50. He'll be 52 in October. I can tell you this, he's in better shape at 52 than he was at 24.
Well, and why is that?
Beer.
Because he takes better care of himself. He probably eats better, gets
absolutely.
More sleep, like all of the things that we've been talking about. You know, I'm reading this article here talking about the trends and why you're seeing athletes being able to play longer into their lives, and they talk about managing fatigue. You know, besides, you know, Tom Thibodeau, who still kind of runs guys into the ground, go Knicks. Most people now know the balance between fresh legs and tired legs and when you can push guys and when guys need to take some break off. So they talk about managing load management, if you will. Load management, guys. If you had said load management in the NBA 20 years ago, what would people have said?
Poop.
What? Underwear.
So this is scheduling your dumps. Is that what load management is? You got a spreadsheet that says when you actually do your number twos? That makes sense.
No, but supplementation too is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge. That's why I'm saying is I'm taking nothing away from what Phil Mickelson did. I'm just saying, like, it can't be that big of a shock given all of the advances that we have now for health and fitness. We've got Alan on the line. Alan in Milwaukee, good morning. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
And gal.
Sorry.
No worries.
You guys were looking for ones and twos, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
My twos are the NBA playoff so-called expansion, whatever they want to call it.
The playing tournament?
You got the bad teams playing more games, which just means bad teams are just playing more games at the end of the day, because I saw about a quarter of each game over the weekend, and I think every game somebody was down by 20 or more at some point. Regardless of who won, somebody was down by 20 or more. So, and especially in the East, where they've been saying since LeBron left Miami how bad the East is, why include two more weak teams into a so-called playoff type of environment?
But so did you watch Lakers? Like, to me, it was all worth it just for that Lakers-Warriors game. Like, that Lakers-Warriors game was insanely fun.
Yeah, I watched the second half of that Lakers-Warriors game, but then at the end of the day, it's like, if the Lakers didn't have as many injuries as they had and the Warriors didn't have the problems they had, you know, we just kind of lucked up on that matchup. But other than that, it would have been, you know, is anybody going to watch Pacers-Wizards? I mean, as soon as you heard the matchup, you're like, nah, I'm good.
And what are they gaining? They're just between a 7 and an 8 seed, right? It's really not that big a deal, the play-in.
No, but the Lakers-Warriors game was like the highest rated game
that
in
was,
a couple of years.
No, that was great. But still, what do you get? What's the reward? Oh, you're the 7th seed and you're the 8th seed.
Yeah, and both of the Lakers went and played the 2 seed
and lost. Yeah.
We appreciate Alan giving us a call. Every Monday, you can send us your ones and twos via the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line, or give us a call like Alan did, 800-990-3776. So I'm trying to figure this out. Is Phil winning at 50 as impressive as it was made out to be, given all of the medical advances, given the food we're eating and water and sleeping and surgeries fixing things that 20 years ago would have been career ending? Is it as important? Because I'm kind of on the fence of, it was great. I loved it. But 50's not 50 anymore. 50's like 35. As the show goes on, I will continue to drop 50.
I was about to say, like, are we doing this? Like, you know, Chewy's 52, Jen's 40. Now. Look, guys, I'm 35. I'm not that far behind. But no, 50 is still old. 50 is old.
Well, you're off the show.
Man, Chewy's double my age. Do you guys ever think about that?
Shut up.
I am now. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
Coming up tomorrow. It's going to be tomorrow. Not going to be tonight. We've got Brewers tonight. So on the tee with myself and Stephen Watson, we're going to break down the PGA, what it means for Phil Mickelson, all that golf talk that you've become accustomed to between 6 and 7 every Monday night. Well, we've got a conflict. Brewers going to be on our airs tonight, 94.5 ESPN. So tomorrow from 6 to 7, Tuesday, on the tee with myself and Stephen Watson.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's amazing after 3 months of not drinking and having your first drink, how you have to relearn, like, just how to swallow things. I've already choked on my coffee.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Yo, my method for my musical madness. Moving, motivate those with musical talents. Beating in bold print, we holding it down. Lick a shot, hip hop when we in your town.
Nobody blinks now when a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play into his 40s. Not play when he's 40, play into his 40s. Thank you very much, Rodgers, who will also be joining Ken Main tonight on ESPN SportsCenter. That's such a great
I'm just trying to throw you off at this point.
Can you just play that again?
Which one?
The laugh.
That's fake. That's so fake.
Well, it's 100% fake, yeah. But it seems like, because he's been a bad actor in some of the stuff he's done, like it seems like a fake evil laugh. Like he's going over the top as a cartoonish bad guy twirling his mustache.
Yeah, it's bad. So yeah, Ken Main will get Aaron Rodgers this evening. We'll react to that tomorrow here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But right now we're asking on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll, is Phil Mickelson winning at 50 impressive? I'm saying it's not that impressive. And I think you're going to see more guys who are winning now later in life because of all of the medical, technological, just the knowledge we have with training and rest and all of those things. People are living longer, so it stands to reason they would be doing awesome things later in life. Seth in Bayview, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I'm, Jen, taking the opposite lane of you, that it's more impressive to me in the sense that he's 50 years old and he had to beat all of those 20, 30-year-olds who have all those advantages in technology and whatnot that are probably better in their times than he ever was. And so he had to come out and beat those same dudes on the same course at twice their age.
It's a really good point, Seth. That's right. Yeah, those guys have the advances of technology as well.
They have the same stuff.
See, I immediately go to Tiger.
Okay.
We don't realize how good he was. And there'll never be another Tiger. I'm sorry.
No, no.
And I had the conversation. 100%. Someone asked me who's the best golfer of all time.
It's Tiger.
It's Tiger.
It just is.
It's Tiger. Because I remember the days of, all right, you taking Tiger or the field. There's none of that anymore. There's not even close. Everyone's looking for, when's Spieth going to go on a Tiger roll? Or when's Jason Day? Or when, nothing.
I think Spieth could win again, but I think any stretch of him winning like multiple weekends or multiple majors, I don't think is going to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, he's already got three. And winning three majors is incredibly impressive. Like, the list of people who have won three or more, it's very small. It's not a large list. I think Jordan Spieth will win another major. Do I think he's going to double what he has and catch Phil at six? Probably not. Maybe Brooks can win two more to get to six. Like, winning and collecting majors the way Tiger did, yes, it's just never going to happen again. But going back to Phil, yes, these guys have all these advantages. But another reason why this is impressive from Phil, this literally came out of nowhere.
It came
out of nowhere.
200-1.
If you look at what he was doing before this, he had like one good round. He was leading Quail Hollow, Wells Fargo Championship, a couple weeks ago. Shot a 64 in the opening round. He was 7 under par for the first round. You know when he finished that tournament? 7 over par.
Yeah.
Like, that's the putting together. At 50, it's easy to put together one tournament. There's a reason the Champions Tour, which is coming to to Madison with the AmFam Championship in just a few weeks. There's a reason the old guys only play three rounds. Right? Like, getting that fourth round is just an extra grind.
What do you think?
Even at 50.
What do you think Tiger was doing watching this? Because you know he was not rooting for Phil. Anyone that says he is garbage.
I thought that their relationship had evolved.
But still, you don't want him to win. Like,
their relationship has evolved, much like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre's relationship has evolved. But as Chewy said, when Brett said that he wanted Aaron to win another one in Green Bay.
Lies!
Liar, liar pants. Greg in Germantown agrees with what Gabe just said. I disagree when Jen says it's not surprising Phil won at 50. Yes, it's not surprising that a 50-year-old could do it, but Phil specifically had not been playing well for a while, and that's the part that makes it surprising, not necessarily that he's 50 years old.
And I'm trying to think of like the cross-sports and comparison that I can make here, because this is, of course, that they hadn't been to in a while. 2012 was the last time they hosted a major championship at Kiawah Island. But it places an emphasis on making sure you are in the right spots off the tee. Like driving accuracy, driving.
Yeah.
That's not Phil's thing, man. Like, Phil just blows it off the planet sometimes with his driver. Through his entire career, that's what he has done. This wasn't supposed to be a course that Phil Mickelson could go and win at.
Yeah, but short game, there was a premium. With the wind blowing slick those things were, that plays into Phil. Not so much the length, right?
Again,
that's how he won. That's why I'm saying, did he win or did the other guys?
No, he won.
Choke.
He went out there and he went out there and won.
Like Koepka?
Yeah, he didn't play well yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
Didn't play well yesterday.
Louis, I started cheering for Louis at one point because I was like, oh, I just want it to be tight. I wanted
Louis.
To be...
Louis did what Louis does.
Louis shops at the Gap.
Is that an insult?
Is that an old person thing? See, like, here's the thing, man. 52, you're old. See? Like, shopping at the Gap? I don't understand what that means. Is the Gap still a store?
Michael Strahan shops at the Gap.
He does. Yes, he does. You're absolutely
You guys
right.
didn't get that?
No, we got it.
Now I got it.
Ashton didn't.
I definitely fell
stupid.
For the April Fool's joke, though. Guys.
You have a game.
I'm not living down the double my age.
So true, though. Sorry.
You can kiss my aspirins.
Steve Scafidi weighing in on Twitter saying, by definition, something that's never happened before, winning a major at 50, would be impressive, no? And Craig weighing in saying, Jen, you will understand how impressive it is when you turn 50. Again, guys, I'm not trying to take anything away from Phil. I'm simply saying, like, we're going to see more guys in all sports playing longer and playing well longer because of all of the medical advances, the technological advances, the information that's out there. Guys used to grab a burger from McDonald's on the way home from the stadium after games.
And a beer.
And several beers.
Yeah.
Multiple beers, right? We now have so much more information that we know how to be healthier, which is leading to longevity, which is leading to success later in life.
I'm just thinking of something that's more impressive. Like, why aren't we talking about George Blanda, who played into his 40, crushing grits, playing quarterback, kicking
George
field
Blanda.
Goals. I mean, that's more impressive.
Smoking cigs, right? On the sideline.
Is that more impressive than Tom Brady? To play in the era he did?
Yeah, but George Blanda also didn't win. Like, Tom Brady at 43 won a Super Bowl.
That's
and
was
the
ask.
Super Bowl MVP.
At what point does Brady winning, and I know this is a weird question, but really think about it, at what point does him continued winning stop being impressive at this point?
I think we've already reached that. Like, he won at 43, yeah, and nobody blinked. Like, nobody blinked.
Yeah, but again,
like, it's almost as if the playoff game that we watched the year before, where he was awful with the Patriots and threw a pick six, and that was going to be like how his time as a Patriot ended, suddenly, like, that was all forgotten because of the run that he went on. And it's like, oh, of course, he's Tom Brady.
Not only do we not blink, we make fun of the blueprint he's provided us to why he's having success. Well, TB12, let's laugh about avocado ice cream and avocado vodka or whatever it is now that he's making out of avocados.
That's a thing?
Right, because Aaron Rodgers said he's trying to follow the TB12 method. There is merit to what Tom Brady is doing to have longevity in the sport. And what do? Joke about it, laugh about it.
Because he's got a fake
Guerrero.
Doctor that came up with it.
Guerrero.
Yeah, exactly. Alex Guerrero's a fake doctor who came up with this. I think there are other methods that you can follow that can get you similar results.
But that's the thing. More people are following those methods now, and that's why you're seeing guys later in life having success in sports and in spaces that would normally only favor young guys. Young guys who don't need to worry about how much sleep they're getting, or young guys who don't need to worry about how much water they're drinking, right? Every college I go to now, guys, on the wall, I think I've told you this before, has a pee meter. What color is your pee? And it literally has clear, yellow, darker yellow, darker yellow. You're dead. Right? And it's to remind guys that, like, you need to be hydrating. We now know that that's a huge part of success in athletics. So, again, I'm not trying to take away.
Which is outrageous. Because in Remember the Titans, water makes you weak. You know? Like, that's a whole speech.
I played in the day when water
made
you
weak. Denzel Washington gives. You know, the guys are tired. They want water. You don't want water. Water makes you weak. Water gets the blood out of your jersey, and you don't blood on my jersey. Son, you must be out of your mind.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about water, guys, because when you think about water, I want you to think about Culligan Water of Waukesha. I'm all for anything that makes my life easier, and that's what hooking up with Culligan Water of Waukesha has done for me and my family. I've told you guys this, our home is on a well. That comes with good things and bad things, right? When Culligan came out, they threw a test tube down there into the well, they took it out, they tested it, told us that there were some things in our water that we don't want. But then you know what Culligan Water of Waukesha did, guys? They fixed it for us, and they can fix your water issues as well. If you're interested in starting your water journey, just go to CulliganSafeWater.com. My friend Joe and his team are great, super friendly, a wealth of knowledge, and a lot of fun, too. They'll test your water, determine the best fit for you and your family, and I am so glad that I hooked up with Culligan Water of Waukesha. Head over to CulliganSafeWater.com for more information. It's CulliganSafeWater.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So Rob Domofsky yesterday reported that the three names that he had heard that... Oh, excuse me.
What do you mean?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be.
This jam will always remind me of Captain Marvel. It's on the Captain Marvel soundtrack. It's got some bangers.
Gabe ate Quado.
When he belches. Did you say guano?
Quado from Total Recall?
I don't know what that is.
Remember the guy had something living inside of him?
Yeah.
Gabe had that kind of cereal. I want... Ow.
The only thing I remember from Total Recall is when his face, like...
Yeah.
Opens
up. 2 weeks! 2 weeks! Don't you remember that?
God, I haven't seen that movie in a very long time. Put it on the poll. Is Phil Mickelson winning at 50 impressive? I'm saying not. It's great. I'm truly happy for Phil. But technological advances, medical advances, and all of the information we have now means we are going to keep seeing older athletes playing and winning because we have the blueprint to longevity now. So again, great for Phil. He's not going to be the last guy at 50. In fact, I bet that somebody else at 50 wins a major.
It's just, again, it's going to be so hard because Phil is who he is, and they gave him a special exemption into the, well, he won a PGA, so he has the lifetime PGA exemption, which is why he was able to play. But without winning, Phil was not qualified for the U.S. Open.
Like, oh, I know.
You know? Yeah. And now he has won, so he gets a five-year exemption. So it's just harder as you get older to get those opportunities to continue to play in these golf tournaments, and it's just really hard to do.
What's more impressive, Phil winning at 50 or Brady winning at 43?
But I would like to know what you think, because you've already said football is soft, especially at the quarterback position. They're not getting hit as much now as they were in the past, so it's easier for these guys to play longer.
Brady, to me, is a little more than a guy. Physically.
Yeah.
Not mentally.
No, mentally he's really there.
He's really there, but he's limited in what he can do, and we saw that in the NFC Championship game.
But you can still win.
You know what?
But you can still win because it's a team sport.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's Brady, just because you have to win a golf major. And again, I don't want to diminish this at all. But Phil got hot for a week. He got hot for a week. Wasn't playing well leading up to that. If Tom Brady did what Phil was doing in the 8 weeks leading up to this tournament, the Buccaneers don't make the playoffs. Right, so Tom Brady has to keep it together for a longer stretch of time in terms of his physical health, his mental health, and then you've got to grind it out through the playoffs in order to win a Super Bowl.
But you could also make the argument that Phil's out there all by himself.
All by himself.
I mean, he's got his brother, the caddy, but other than that, it's just him and the course. If Brady makes mistakes, which we know that he did, other guys can make up for that, right? So that's where, you know, I always go back to Peyton Manning winning a Super Bowl with Denver. Most people say, yeah, it's great that he, you know, got the ring and won the Lombardi, but
he got benched for Brock Osweiler that year.
There were an awful lot of other people who were more responsible for that victory.
I forgot about that happening. Yeah. And then the Texans gave Brock Osweiler like $90 million on purpose. American.
In this economy.
Well, at that time, it was that economy. But yes, I agree.
What is more impressive, Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl at 43 or Phil Mickelson winning a major at 50? We put it on the poll. Go ahead and weigh in. This, of course, makes us think of Aaron Rodgers, who wants to play into his 40s. And obviously, it's a big situation right now in Green Bay, whether or not they made a mistake by drafting Jordan Love and trying to turn the page on Rodgers. Rodgers is going to talk today. I know there's a lot of people, and I have been canvassing this state, ladies and gentlemen. I have been around and talking to people. There are a lot of people who are going to be paying attention to what the quarterback says tonight when he talks to his buddy, Ken Mayne. So, is he going to say anything?
No. Because wouldn't they be pubbing it if he was going to?
How do they know if the interview hasn't happened yet?
Yeah, if they haven't recorded the interview yet, I doubt maybe.
Yeah, but still, wouldn't you pub it? Why aren't they pubbing it? Why aren't they saying, hey,
well,
tonight
on... Well, this is a tough spot because Kenny Mayne is done. This is his last interview. So I think they're pubbing it, sort of, but also they're not going to really, you know,
but this
raise the banners and raise all the alarms for a guy who's leaving. It's a weird space.
It's a weird space because you don't want to build up.
I know, but 2-3 weeks ago, this was all anyone was talking about.
Yes.
That's it. All they are.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't you hear something? Is that on your station, the mothership, for not...
Again, to what Jen was saying, they're in a tough spot, right? Like, I'm sure they would love to pub that they've got Aaron Rodgers, but at the same time, they don't want to pub up and really drum up more interest for Kenny Mayne as he's leaving, because then that gives more interest for a potential competitor for wherever Kenny Mayne lands after ESPN.
Yeah, first of all, this is a feather in Kenny Mayne's cap, right?
Yes.
This is a feather in his cap that he was able to get Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, who has notoriously kind of been anti-establishment when it comes to the media, right? Why does he do the show with Jason? Why does he do the show with Pat McAfee? Why does he do the Lebatard show, right? These are all kind of like, well, while huge and have huge audiences, they're not Fox Sports, or ESPN, NBC Sports.
It's not Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, the more traditional type of show.
So what do you think? I think he says one cryptic thing and that's it. He'll say one cryptic thing.
I think he'll say one dig. Like, he'll get a little, he'll get a jab in
at
there.
Kenny
it'll be cryptic. No, not
Packers.
At Kenny, but at the Packers, yeah.
Yeah, if he digs at Kenny, it's just like a joking
thing. Okay, I wonder if he says the word crumbs. We should start a prop bet. If he says the word crumbs, like something about like, well, I don't want to drop any crumbs, you know, breadcrumbs. If he says the word breadcrumbs, listen, guys, that would be so Aaron Rodgers, right? In the brain of Aaron Rodgers, him dropping a
where
phrase like
that would be
crumbs,
hilarious.
Where he would think it'd be funny and people would get it.
It would
if
be hilarious.
Been paying
Gabe.
Attention.
Does he get the questions in advance?
So he can... Maybe. I don't know. I think that he probably trusts Kenny Mayne. Where he doesn't need the questions in advance.
Yeah, so just as an example, when he did the show with Jason for 4 years,
yeah,
Not once did he ask for questions in advance from Jason.
And this is a little different time.
He almost took pride in never getting the questions in advance, right?
So I think if he trusts the guy or gal, whoever's giving the interview, he doesn't care what the questions.
All right, here's another conspiracy theory for you. Will he give Kenny something as a bleep you to ESPN? Like, this is the guy you're getting rid of? This is the guy you're letting walk? Look at the gold I just gave him. We'll dive into that right after this.